yanking her skirt, upsetting all the jurymen onto the heads of the crowd below. And there they lay, sprawling about, reminding her very much of a globe of goldfish she had accidentally upset the week before. "Oh, I beg your pardon," she exclaimed in a tone of great dismay, and began picking them up again as quickly as she could, for the accident had the goldfish kept running in her head, and she had a vague sort of idea that they must be collected at once and put back into the jury box, or they would die. "The trial cannot proceed," said the king in a very grave voice, "until all of the jurymen are back in their proper places. All," he repeated with great emphasis, looking hard at Alice as he said so. Alice looked at the jury box and saw that, in her haste, she had put the lizard in head downwards, and the poor little thing was waving its tail about in a melancholy way, being quite unable to move. She soon got it out again because of light. "Not that it signifies much," she said to herself. "I should think it'd be quite as much use in the trial one moment as the other." As soon as the jury had a little recovered from the shock of being upset, and their slates and pencils had been found and handed back to them, they set to work very diligently to write out a history of the accident. All except the lizard, who seemed too much overcome to do anything but sit with its mouth open, gazing up into the roof of the court. "What do you know about this business?" the king said to Alice.
"Nothing," said Alice.
"Nothing whatever?" persisted the king.
"Nothing whatever," said Alice.
"That's very important," the king said, turning to the jury. They were just beginning to write this down on their slates when the white rabbit interrupted. "Unimportant, your majesty means, of course," he said in a very respectful tone, but frowning and making faces at him as he spoke. "Unimportant, of course, I meant," the king hastily said, and went on to himself in an undertone. "Important, unimportant, unimportant, important." As if he was trying which word sounded best. It must have been that, said the king, unless it was written to nobody. Chickens usually, you know. Who was it directed to? Said one of the children. It isn't directed at all, said the White Letter. In fact, there's nothing written on the outside. He unfolded the page as he spoke and added, it isn't a letter after all, it's a set of verses. Are they in the prisoner's handwriting? Asked another of the jurymen. No, they're not, said the White Rabbit, and that's the queerest thing about it. The jurymen looked puzzled. He must have imitated somebody else's hand, said the king. The jurymen laughed and laughed. Please, your majesty, said the knave, I didn't write it, and they can't prove I did. There's no name signed at the end. If you didn't sign it, said the king, that only makes the matter worse. You must have meant some mischief, or else you'd have signed your name like an honest man. Only the general clapped his hands at this. It was the first really clever thing the king had said that day. That proves his guilt, said the queen. It proves nothing of the sort, said Alice. Why, you don't even know what they're about. Read them, said the king. The White Rabbit put on his spectacles. Which one, the king, please, your majesty? He asked. Begin. And go on till you come to the end, then stop. These were the verses the White Rabbit read. They told me you had been to her and mentioned me to him. She gave me a good character, but said I could not swim. He sent them word I had not gone. We know it to be true. If she would push the matter on, what would become of you? I gave her one. They gave me two. You gave us three or more. They all returned from him to you. So they were mine before. If I or she should chance to be involved in this affair, he trusts to you to set them free, exactly as we were. My notion was that you had been, before she had this fit, an obstacle that came between him and ourselves. Don't let him know she likes the mess, for this must ever be a secret kept from all the rest between yourself and me. That's the most important piece of evidence we've heard yet, said the king, rubbing his hands. And now let the jury, if any one of them can explain it, said Alice. She had grown so large in the last few minutes that she wasn't a bit afraid of interrupting him. I'll give him sixpence. I don't believe they would actually mean it. The jury all went down on their spirits. things first, and work a bit afterwards. Stuff and nonsense, said Alice loudly. The idea of having a sentence first. Hold your tongue, said the Queen, turning purple. I won't, said Alice. Off with her head, the Queen shouted at the top of her voice. No. First now she would keep to all her life years the simple and loving heart of her childhood. And now she would gather about her other little children and make their